I'm going to start screaming, okay, now, right there. Nice. Oh, we're doing the same bit that Jack's been running the last, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, right?
Yeah.
This is the song that ended our my wedding.
Oh,
not our wedding, but, you know, my wedding. Yeah.
The wedding together that we were part of?
The wedding that I got married in.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, yeah. This almost literally ended in a fire. It was burnt down like a 35-year-old barn because this song got everyone so jazzed up that, you know, let's just burn the sucker down.
That was a good way to close it out.
Yeah,
though.
I think so. Yeah. But then you guys thought that that you were getting young again, and you know, this past weekend. So.
What?
What?
What? I don't think that's
tonight. We are young.
Does that bring back memories?
So I set the world on fire.
They can see our faces though. Oh, no. Just like,
it
no.
might have been at this point that my wedding planner was running with both hands trying to put out a flame. Like you know.
No.
Yeah, that's about right. So, yes, to answer your question, yeah, a lot of flashbacks right here, right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, for those on the YouTube channel, you can see us now.
Not only are we looking at each other now, I'm facing each other. People can see our faces.
Yeah.
Now, whether that's
still
a good
not looking
thing,
at you guys, yeah, I'm still trying to post a stupid Instagram link.
Aw, it's not stupid.
It's stupid-ish.
It's all right.
How you guys doing?
Good. How is everybody?
Yeah. I'm back to normal.
It's been a long, fast week. I have no idea how it's Thursday already.
Right?
You know, I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Shut up. just stop it.
Did you watch it?
No. That's going to be one of my big regrets this week. Not
Shaw and Hobbs? You didn't see Shaw and Hobbs?
Hobbs and Shaw? Shaw and Hobbs? I don't know. It's one of them. Yeah.
No, we're going to abbreviate here now. That's a missed opportunity on their part. It's Shobbs. It's Shobbs.
Steve Shobbs.
I'm so into Shobbs. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. All right. Let's get going.
That's the whimper we need to go out. Wow, wow. Thank you, sir. Good fading, though. Your fault. You started the cameras live from Eddie's room. It's the Bad Slam Podcast. I am the moderator. Hashtag moderator Asian John. He's just Jack, and on the ones and or twos, it's the Iceman Cometh. You can find us on badslant.com, on Instagram and Twitter at badslant. You can catch us live on the YouTube. We're doing it with all our whole faces on the camera now, so get ready, America. A lot of work went into this, and it's probably not going to pay off, but you can watch us live on YouTube. The link is in our bio on Instagram, and if you're one of the lucky few that can avoid our faces, you can still listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, the other podcast medium that shall go unnamed. Wherever you listen to us, give us a 5-star review, subscribe, the whole lot, and some support. Too many martinis and one too many truly.
Blah, blah, blah.
Support the show.
It's catching up to you, man.
Badslant.com/support. You can shop Amazon, Target, Walmart.com, the whole lot. 23andMe. Do all your shopping and your genealogy investigations through our link. You give us a small kickback, and you'll get everything you need.
Do your back-to-school shopping through our links, please.
Oh, man.
It'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Best time of the year.
JJ was just telling us how he's going to get all his back-to-school shopping done in within the next calendar week.
This is the first time I actually had to do that because my kids are getting ready for preschool. And you spent a lot of money. The shopping list at these schools.
You starting to feel bad?
Oh, good God, man. The shopping list that they give kids now to bring, it's ridiculous.
It's just because the teachers don't have enough money. So you're basically contributing, which is great, right? Because they need all the help.
That's just Jack on his soapbox now for the teachers of America.
It's one thing to say, bring some crayons, bring some markers, but they're giving you specific brands, counts.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Types. So it's like not just... bring in some markers. They're like, bring in a eight pack of Crayola washable markers. Yeah,
like, are we off crayons now? Is that the new?
No, they want crayons.
Okay,
too.
I'm just checking.
They just want more.
You remember the 64 pack ones with the sharpener in the middle? And that was the shit.
I never had that. I wish I had that.
I'm wondering if there's like a minimum count now. It's like 48 is like the low bar, but if you go like you get to 64, like that's where you top out.
That's the max. Otherwise, I would say
you're just gonna be an asshole beyond that.
You know, I will have to say the crayons, the Crayola ones. They're legit, man.
Of course.
Because, like, you know, you go to these restaurants legit, and they have, like, the one they give for free for kids. Yeah. And they're, like, really waxy and crappy. Yeah. And then when you use Crayola, it's like you'll notice a difference. Yeah, so I don't know. So I guess they're doing something right, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
God bless them. They're letting your kids color in HD. You know I'm certain that they're not going to find in your kids' back-to-school packs?
What is that?
Pedialyte Sparkling Rush. it is, I think...
Sparkling?
I think it's an adult
Pedialyte Sparkling.
I've heard
Rush.
Of Pedialyte. Yeah, they made a sparkling version.
Evidently, they do. It's an adult version of it. I think it's geared towards adults, but you know, it's $10.99. You can get it on Target. You might even get it on Walmart or Amazon as well. They're available in two flavors: grape and cherry, for quote unquote mild to moderate hydration. You know, it's something better than your garden variety Pedialyte, and which I've dabbled in because I've had a time or two where you know, we've imbibed a little too much, primarily in Vegas. This sounds like it's much more up my alley. Like, sounds more like a sparkling concoction. So get it white wherever you can. It's again $10.99 for a 6 count. Toss it in your 16 ounces of water, and then try not to die a slow death that you'll be experiencing. So, there's that. Video feed's back on. I slapped the table. It's back. Woo! They might freeze a little, but I apologize to the folks on YouTube.
We're still working.
Bear with us. We just came up with a great idea to get all this stuff set up today. So
in one day.
In literally like 2 hours. So
we got a wild hair and decided, you know, let's just run this whole new camera apparatus.
Shoot, it came together. We got a whole bunch of equipment that we didn't even know we had sitting around. So
a lot of it.
We pieced it all together. It's pretty solid, man.
Yeah. What didn't come together was our weekend last week.
dear Lord.
One could say it fell apart rather quickly. Ho, hot diggity damn. So, this takes me back. It takes me back 4 days. Coming to you live, Power 105. rolling strong to the weekend with your Bad Slam podcast.
So it's how quiet, do we set this quiet, up? So
pretty little much Jackson Brown.
One of
hit the post.
One
what?
You want to start doing that?
Might be a little bit too bold for my britches.
So there's another podcast we listen to.
Lot.
We bring it up all the time. Big O and Dukes. I think that's what inspired us to do what we're doing.
Yeah, for sure.
And so this week they held their, I guess it's becoming an annual event now. It's Hortstock 2. This is this second edition of what they, I think it wasn't even a year ago, right?
No, I think it was around Christmas.
Yeah.
Beginning of
right,
December,
it was in
right?
Winter.
Yeah. Actual Hortstock, correct. Yeah.
So this is Hortstock 2, which is basically a three-day event. Starts on Friday.
It's like Woodstock for a podcast.
There you go.
Like the name kind of gives it away. But
yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, people came from around the country.
Exactly.
So there was three.
It's impressive.
It was a 3 day event, right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
They had Friday night was the roast of Drab T-shirt, who was their executive producer. Saturday was the
record release party for Ponytails and Cocktails.
And then a Doogie B Yacht Rock Extravaganza or whatever.
Experience, what have you.
And then Sunday was the Fairwinds event where they released the card pack that they were promoting.
For the lot of you that are listening to this, this sounds like gibberish.
But yeah, pretty much.
Just think an action-packed weekend with events pretty much from Friday evening at 8 all the way till sundown on Sunday.
Yeah.
So a lot to pack in.
So the opening night started at Jam and Java. Asian John and I we attended that. It was a fun night. I mean, just like what you expect with any other roast. It's comedy. It's just filled with comedy, digging at each other, and it's just once you know the characters,
snapping.
It's really good. We had a hell of a time.
Good.
That night.
Are we recapping first? Night one. Okay. Night one, you have to kind of go through it.
Night one. So, in short, I think.
No, you don't. Don't be brief.
Just
power through. Okay, I didn't mean to stop altogether. I mean just go all the way.
So basically, we started. John Ubered to my house. We started pre-gaming there. We thought it was a smart thing to do.
I'm responsible.
So we're like, why not?
Establish that here now.
Before we go spend a lot of money at the bars, let's come in a pre-game at the house.
So you're trying to cut costs. you're trying to be frugal.
No, just to get a little pre-lubricated, sure,
course,
you know? So we did that.
Don't make it weird.
After that, we caught the had the brother-in-law Ubered us over to Jam and Java. Nice.
You cheap son of a bitch.
And then once we got there, I mean, we just kept the drinks going. It was nice. And then
flowing, right?
And we got there right in time for show start. So
nice.
Showtime. We right immediately we started double fisting.
Each other.
I mean,
may as well have.
Did you get a peek into what happened later in the night?
I kind of know what happened.
but
at the after hours show.
Yeah, so we started drinking and then we just kept it going. I think we had a hell of a time, and you know, when we started running low, I think John went and got a refill. So I mean, you kind of see where the night is headed. We're a lot of laughs, kind of getting to the mood, drinking.
Let me just say, that's the second roast that I've been to.
Yeah,
that's the first one I've been to where everybody. Okay, I was going to say everybody knocked it out of the park. Most of the roasters knocked it out of the park. I would say there was one laggard of the bunch, but otherwise it was a strong performance from everybody involved. And if you've not been to a live roast, I highly recommend if you ever have the opportunity. It's something that probably happens very very seldom in life, but if you have the chance to see somebody get roasted by half a dozen of his closest friends, by all means, just show up and watch them get lambasted, because it's fun to watch them react live in real time, and then it's fun to see people try to like one up each other and see the ebb and flow of the entire evening take place. So that was cool in and of itself.
Have you had a chance to listen to the the first roast?
No, I haven't. I'm going to need you to take a lozenge, because I know you're really excited right now.
No, it sucks because it's like, I'd love to get into the details of the roast.
It's fine,
but you can
talk about it. It's fine.
The main person who would relate with us, I think he hasn't even heard it yet. And I'm going to assume our listener base doesn't really listen to the other podcast.
No.
So, I mean, going to the characters.
It's a lot of fun.
That's a great way to put it. It was just a lot of fun.
A lot of jokes about marital indiscretions.
And I would just say basically Drabby, he was the star of the initial roast, and somehow he had a repeat performance.
Did you listen to the first roast, Jack?
No, I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, somehow he managed to deliver
to top,
just as
to
well.
Top his previous.
You're just like, how did he do that? It was really good.
I literally turned to another member of the audience that night, and we're just looking at each other, and we're both saying the same thing. It's like, how is he so good at this? Mm. He's like a mush, like a thick-lipped mush.
Just like you.
Hot kettle black. He's like a thick-lipped mush-mouth producer who chimes in like in a very timely manner more times than not, but then like he has this format, this performance down pat. Like, it's fresh material. he's like cutting to the quick with everybody. Yeah. Like it's masterful.
Yeah, for those, like, when you watch roasts, I mean, you got to remember, a lot of these folks that are roasting each other are comedians. Yeah. So they're trained professionals, they do this for a living. So for this guy to be up there delivering top
producer,
it's just totally unexpected. So he caught everyone off guard with the first roast, and you're like, damn, man.
It's like Dame Dash out-rapping Jay-Z. Very unexpected.
Exactly. That's really good.
How is this happening?
And so you thought, like, he just unloaded in the first one. There's no way he can do it again. Nah, he did it again.
He tapped himself.
It was great. Yeah. So, yeah, so it was, for you, Jack, if they do release a second version, you got to listen to both. Listen to the first one before you jump into the second
one. I'll give
you
the wax. I know you have a record player at home.
I think I have that one.
I thought we got you that one.
Yeah, I think I have that one.
But to our audience, basically,
we're climbing uphill with Jack.
Agent John and I got got a little twisted the first night. I don't think we realized how much we drank.
I don't think it was that bad.
We were upright. That's the beauty. So after the show was over, we decided that it would be a great idea just to get some.
Can I just tease how the weekend progressed?
What? How's that?
My bar tab on night two was four times as much as the tab on night one. So.
Dear Lord.
Just put that in context. But we were at a venue jam in Java that is actually semi-reasonable when it comes to drink costs.
If anyone hasn't been to Jam and Jaffa's, Jama, Java, it's like one of the best.
King Jaffe Jofur.
It's one of the best venues I've ever been to. The locally. To watch any type of.
I guess
of,
in general.
Yeah, in general. Just because it's that dive atmosphere. It's great. And then the drinks are affordable, right? So it's. But it sounds like John, or Asian John here, made quite a dent into his wallet night two.
We'll get there. We actually found our way to. The thought process in all of this is very very muddled at this point. We found our way from Jam and Java in Vienna to the Hooters in Fairfax. And I think it was a very quick process of elimination where.
What's open?
Iceman was just like,
let's go to Hooters.
He's like, chicken, bro. Banchan. I was like, it's 12 o'clock, dude.
My go-to
Banchan's closed.
After I've been drinking, I just want
fried chicken.
I want chicken. Well, that's all I eat.
And a Lumen's lozenge.
Fried chicken and hookah. That's all I want. And the only place I could think of is
Hooters?
Banchan. Hookah.
Oh, yeah.
Hookah.
And Banchan is right next to that.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, hey, John, how we go here? I looked it up. They're still open. And then somehow Hooters came up. So I was like, all right. Call an Uber, picked us up, dropped us off. And then once we got there, we're like.
No, it's like, hey, I said, dude, they're closed. Hooters! We're going to Hooters!
I was like, come on, let's go.
It's like an immediate pivot. What?
Dude's here. He's out front. We got to go.
I don't even think he said Hooters. I think he just said, tits! automatically just like shot off like a rocket down 123 and left on.
Yeah,
on 50.
It's like on those nights when you're drinking, you're like still kind of in the groove. We gotta go somewhere and keep this thing going.
Keep this party going, man. Gotta keep going.
We go there, we get some food, there's a bar, we get some drinks.
All right,
everything sounds great.
Okay.
Once we got there, we ordered, we sat, and then we're like,
this is a bad idea.
We probably didn't need to come,
Yeah. Yeah, then it might have been a little aggressive.
We ordered more drinks, and I don't think either of us touched it, right?
I think that's the part that you took the most issue with, that we never drank our drink.
Really? Why?
Yeah, we both got a drink, and it was just sitting there the whole time.
Okay. You guys just sobered up?
No, we were still drunk. We were drunk enough to coast into the evening without having to get another drink. So I think that was the issue, honestly. But it was fine. It was actually a decent way for us to button up the night because
it helped.
I wasn't too banged up in the end, think we were relatively reasonable with the staff. We didn't ask anybody to drop the tops off, I think that's a win.
Can I get I'd like a chicken breast. Hold the chicken.
You used that line before, haven't you?
No. You would die.
We had a great idea after. We couldn't pull it off.
I don't think it was a great idea.
So we were trying to figure out, from here, where do we go? Obviously, we were both kind of done for the night. But then John was like, rather than calling Uber, he was like looking for a scooter.
Bird scooters, yeah.
So he looked one up, and we found one that was within walking distance. But also I was like, dude, is there two? Maybe we go, we both hop on, we cruise down all the way to your house from Hooters.
That is the worst idea.
That would have been bad. It would have been awful.
That would have been a great idea.
Let me just make that clear.
So what happened?
I think in maybe a fraction of a second, I realized this is going to be a disaster. So the Ubers and the Lyft apps started firing up, and
nice.
We decided that.
Surge pricing.
All of it.
Surprisingly, it wasn't too bad.
Okay.
But I think I paid $7.
But all night, all night I kept thinking about that scooter, man. I was like, I wish there was two of them. That would have been so fun.
My camera's back.
Sorry. You guys could have held hands, like, just going down to Asian John's house.
Yeah.
Can I say I did ride my first Razor scooter thing this week?
Did you?
It didn't go well. Wait, right here? Like, just down the block, like, just on the
way
to...
Where did you ride to?
I was just going to the gym. I was like, I got
to... You rode to the gym?
No, I
got... What a bitch. What a
lazy
dick.
Lazy motherfucker.
What a dick.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm short on time.
Still, you're going to go work out. Get an extra workout in, man.
Did you have your gym bag that held your tampons, too?
Yes, it was an extra knapsack.
Yeah.
Dick. No, look, I'm not doing cardio right now, so I figured that this isn't gonna hurt
anybody.
I
can't believe those words were uttered on this podcast. I'm not doing cardio right now. I'm bulking. Right?
Look, I was looking for an excuse to ride.
I'm not the one who flexed to do the thumbnail, right? You did that.
I wasn't there. We'll do the thumbnail.
Okay,
later.
All right.
I was just trying to find an excuse to ride one of these stupid scooters because they are all over my like for some reason that there are three companies inhabiting my local vicinity, like within a half block radius, just everywhere. It's like Bird, Lime, Spin, and they're all over my sidewalks. And I'm like, okay, I got one of these bad boys for free. I'm gonna ride one of these suckers, whenever I get the chance. So I chose this day. So I'm going down the street. I read the tutorial. I figure out
Tutorial.
Evidently. You really don't need.
Yeah, you don't need a tutorial.
You say that now. So I do the thing. I got flip flops on. I'm like, come on, this thing can't get over like 12 miles an hour. I'm flying down the street. We're all good. And then I remember in the back of my mind, you can't ride these things on the sidewalk. And then I see people. I'm like, oh shit. So I start on the sidewalk and then I duck off of the sidewalk and then all of a sudden I see another car is coming from the other direction and they're going, like, I'm looking over my shoulder. I'm like, oh crap. I got to cut over to the other side. So I dash across the yellow lines on my scooter. And I realize, I forget there's a braking mechanism.
Oh no.
So instead of utilizing the handbrake, I decide I'm just going to jump off this sumbitch.
No.
That's what I just told you in the last one. I think for whatever reason on a scooter.
Your brain turns off.
Your brain, your natural like gut reaction to
fear
stop
is to jump off.
Jump off.
Terror. Yes. Yes.
But you forget you got an actual handbrake.
But don't slam it, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing is like they're not strong enough to kill you.
You can slam it. It's fine.
Yeah, that's perfect. I learned
that in
hindsight.
I think it's designed that way because they think everyone's gonna
freak out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I didn't know that now. Yeah. At that point. So I jump off and flip flop goes that way, scooter goes that way. I'm actually running with one foot in flip flop and one foot bare onto like rocks on gravel.
That must have been embarrassing.
There was only one person that saw. Maybe and one person walking and one person in the car coming in the other direction. I mean, I didn't. Nobody like pointed and guffawed, but otherwise, you know, I was relatively embarrassed in and of itself. So yeah, I collected got my faculties about me and got the flip flop back from the 8 feet distance from where it flew and put it back on my foot and you know went about my merry way.
Nice, yeah.
But that would have been exactly what would have happened on Friday night if we decided, hey, we're gonna fly down Route 50.
It would have been so great because he's already had some alcohol in him and he couldn't possibly function, so I knew his ass would have fell off that scooter.
Sweet
so.
Christ.
It would have been so funny.
It would have been a trip to the ER. Great.
Oh, God. My insurance stinks, too. Holy hell. But that was that. So thank Christ we didn't jump on a spin scooter that night.
Yeah, so overall, we survived the night.
The roast and grab was a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
So the night was great. We had plenty of drink. We were in a good state. We got some food afterwards. And then
my
we
camera's
home,
working on the stream now.
Slept
perfect.
Just fine. And all was good. So it was Friday, success. We survived.
Great success.
It was awesome.
Yag Shamash.
Day two.
Started off.
It started off pretty quick. Great. We tried to repeat the same.
Very ho-hum.
The same pattern. So we're like, okay, you guys want to come over again? So this time.
Okay. So we talked about how this was a jam-packed weekend in and of itself. I had the bright idea on Friday night to say we should make each night its own theme. In that first night, clear liquor. Second night, maybe brown liquor.
Oh, you're fucked.
Third night, third night, beer.
Who creates themes for nights?
But
come on,
it would have been perfect if we adhered to these plans. Let's have a clear night. Clear beads.
You listen to the rest of this story and you'll find out how prudent that plan would
all right,
have been.
All right. Okay. So did you guys do brown liquor?
I think it all went to hell.
No.
It just
No.
I actually started with brown that night on night two. And
what can brown do for you?
Yeah. And then we quickly downshifted to light liquor.
I'm Jesus! Okay. No wonder you. Were,
no. It was fine.
Initially. Okay.
And then. So the night started at Ice's house, and I'm throwing back a whiskey, and then I don't know what else we were drinking that night. But then,
did you guys get dressed up? Like, you know,
I had my hula shirt.
There you go.
Yeah,
I did not.
Okay, yeah. He stinks. He wore blue jeans.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was like 90 black. Degrees when it's dark. What a dickhead! Are you kidding me? That has to be one of the bigger faux pas of the entire weekend.
He's like this. You wore jeans.
It's 90 degrees.
Let him wear whatever he wants to wear.
I can wear whatever I want to wear.
It's a free country, man.
Celebrities' houses at night. Everyone else was dressed comfortably. He's the dickhead with like his collar, like
I wouldn't say to the top. Everybody else, but I would say maybe
everyone else was in shorts.
Three quarters.
I mean, the audience that goes to these shows,
you gotta understand.
Don't even worry about them. I'm just talking about the immediate group. Four people.
They need to wear shorts. They're overweight. Come on, man.
No, I'm.
He's talking about your group.
Jesus Christ. Huh? I'm saying so our immediate group, immediate you group. Raving yeah. lunatic.
Oh, so it was.
They don't even know about that crowd.
It was they know comfort.
So can you recall?
It's Mrs. AJ, uh-huh. Lady Ice, and Ice. They're dressed comfortably, and this dickhead is covered from head to toe. He might as well have worn like a wool jacket.
Did your wife have a problem with your outfit?
No.
Okay, then
they did comment at one point.
Okay, but
they looked at you and said, "Why are you wearing jeans?"
Well, then that's their hangout, not yours. Who cares?
I wasn't hot. I was fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
it's okay. That me and mine. Him.
That's it's fine.
Loser.
Oh, but I did do one good thing, one good deed on Saturday. On Friday night when I was taking a leak on a Friday at Jam and Java, I saw all the decals in the restroom.
No.
I was like
yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So I was like
yes,
hey,
sure.
John.
Yes,
sure.
I was like, John, when you come over, bring over all the Bassland stickers. I want to put some up.
All the stickers.
Nice.
Well, okay. I gave him the wrong information. I didn't
four tell him stickers.
I should have told him to bring all of them because
he said bring 3 to 4.
So now we're part of the collection there.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
You guys ever
yes.
go to Jam and Java?
See.
Yeah.
See. What? No.
And then
no.
right where you wash
nice.
Your hands. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
If you ladies out there that are listening to the show, you find your way to the men's room. You're in luck.
So I was like, yeah, so that was one of the first thing I did there. I was going now.
Good thing you did that early. Yeah. So the whole liquor plan went to hell. So I started brown. We downshifted to light liquor.
Cause you know, they're like, you know, when we're at the house pre-gaming, he tried to, I give him all the credit. He went in there with a plan. He's like, I drank brown earlier. So I was like, help yourself to whatever you want. So he went for brown. He's trying to stay consistent. I'm like,
Four
okay,
Roses
great.
Single Barrel Whiskey.
Let's have a theme.
And then all of a sudden, and then the ladies wanted to start doing shots and stuff. So then we started doing shots of vodka. So like, okay, it was fine. We're still functioning.
At that rate, I said, okay, we're going to downshift to light liquor and we're not going to deviate.
So his theme
I've
is
messed
broken
up
now.
Already.
Yeah.
But it's not going to get worse because we're going to stick with the plan here.
And then once we got to Jam and Java, they're like, one of the first thing they want to do, let's start the night off shots again.
Nice.
So we did some shots of Tito's, I believe.
Sure.
So yes. first shots of Tito's.
We are roaring out of the gate. Like the sun has not set.
Oh, man. Between all the pre-gaming and
the band
Tito's,
has not gone on stage yet.
Solid. I think everyone was in a
but
good mood.
But still good. No, we was drunk. things were moving along at a decent clip. Like, we weren't going completely overboard just yet. There were shots, but we were sticking to the bit. And then I bumped into a guy I met in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
And that's where things went haywire.
He was like, yo!
Oh
Asian John!
Oh, actually, one thing, the one big thing that we've got to mention at the start of this. So Asian John is one of the, like, the what, peanut gallery tertiary characters of Big O and Deuce, right?
Yes.
So, again,
I'm a satellite member.
We go to these events, and this homeboy is, like, a mini celebrity. So they're like, are you Asian John? And
okay, that doesn't result in anybody buying Asian John's shots. So let's make that clear.
He's going around like, hey, Asian John here.
Yeah, a lot of double gun pointing. Yeah,
I bet it was.
I'll admit
that. A lot of high-fiving, handshakes,
but it's all in good
hugs.
Fun.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
It's a very welcoming atmosphere.
But it's cool.
Yeah. Everyone's cool.
I was proud of him. I was like, our boy Asian John is a local celebrity.
He's broken the barrier. the barrier. He's
the perimeter.
The perimeter.
That's
as
the
man
looking for.
I think at one point on, I can't remember which night, someone came out and was just like,
watch night.
Like,
watch night.
I just
watch a night.
I just wanted to say hi to you. I had to work up the
Seriously?
Courage to come up and
no
say hi.
No way. Get the fuck out of here. Really?
I can't remember who that was.
Shut him up. He just had his first drink tonight in 4 days.
I was like, oh my God.
Like, excuse me,
I don't remember anybody saying, are you Asian John?
Okay, so you guys get to Jam in Java. There's obviously shots
there
going
drinks.
On.
And then, okay, so one of the Arizona listeners who came out to Jam in Java for the show, he had a bit of a night the night before. I say he had a bit of a night, he got thrown into the hooscow.
Yes, into
the drunk tank. And, you know, I was very apologetic. I had no reason to be, but I was like, oh, God, I feel so sorry for you, bro. And, like, I was like, what are you drinking, man? Whatever you want. Like, we'll do a shot right here.
Let's do a shot right here.
And, of course, whatever you're drinking, I didn't say necessarily let's do a shot. I said, whatever you're drinking, like, I got you. And he just happens to say Jameson. And I think our experience with Jameson has been well documented on the show. It's not good. Yeah, it's not great. But I felt in that moment, I feel obligated to give this man the drink that he so richly deserves and wants. So it's J-Mo, and he's throwing it back. I'm throwing it back. And for whatever reason, Mrs. AJ's standing to my left, and I'm like, I'll buy her a shot too.
Did she do one too?
No. She said, why the hell did you buy me this shot? And I look like an asshole, so okay, I take her shot and divvy it between myself and the listener. So
oh my God, so you had like
one and a half
shot and a half in the span of a few seconds. So yeah, unexpectedly, even then, felt like things were moving along in a decent clip. Could be worse.
And somehow I got pulled into that whirlwind, and I got one shot of J-Mo too.
Okay, that was after the lights turned out. I understand.
I can't even remember.
Lights
literally
off.
I believe that's when my night took a turn, when the J-Mo got into my system.
You know what? You're preaching to the choir. I'm pretty sure that's exactly how it played out.
That's one mean man, man. Jameson?
Oh,
he's not
God.
A nice guy.
No matter what you do before, the minute that Jameson happens, it's over. That's it.
It's a wrap.
I don't know how people can sit there and drink Jameson all night. Like, I cannot.
If you start with J-Mo,
there's no way.
But if you ride it out properly,
there's no way.
Like, if you don't throw anything else into the mix, I think there's
You think?
It's like a razor's edge you could be walking to get through to the other side, but it's a very thin line.
Are you willing to?
No. The ship has sailed. I have ruined wakes for because I drank too much Jameson. The time has come and gone, and this night has solidified that it's over. As Ice indicated, the lights turned out for him, and
really, it stopped then.
I don't remember buying him a shot of Jameson. Let me just say that here now. It makes perfect sense because
did again, you guys eat before?
The bar tab.
I believe, according to the ladies, I was eating off of whatever they were having.
I had chips.
I had something. I'm not sure if Asian John had anything.
Had some complex carbohydrates, I think.
You guys.
But yeah, I mean, like, so.
These are rookie mistakes.
It wasn't supposed to be.
These are rookie mistakes.
Yeah. The night started off
okay,
great.
Okay, I'm going to need you to pipe down guy who was at home on Saturday night.
Like, wasn't home?
We were... You know, we're
now,
having
now
a good
he's
time.
Talking
we're,
tough.
We're drinking. There, you know, Yacht Rock was going on, so we're starting to dance. They're playing some of the hits, and
play the song.
Thank you. This is one that shut the shit down. Oh boy.
This was the last. This song was the last song that I remember.
Nice.
This was like, I felt like this song happened. We were all singing next to the stage. Jameson happened, and blackout. That was probably
the lights way that turned out. Yeah. I vaguely remember this song being performed on stage. And a shout out to Doogie B once again.
Oh, yeah.
Another brilliant Yacht Rock performance. Another brilliant Yacht Rock concert that I've flamed out flamboyantly. Like, just complete disaster. But this is the song I think, like, you freaked out about because it's the one song you recognize.
I was like, you guys just made me watch this movie. Remember?
I've seen Fast Times.
Like, I literally just watched it.
I just saw it.
So sad.
I was like,
so sad.
I was like, between watching the movie and all of a sudden they had so many references in the latest Stranger Things. I mean, that's not going to spoil anything for you. And then hearing it.
He saw the movie last week and now he's like, oh,
all of a sudden it's like, there's so many references to Fast Times. I was like, this is amazing. The timing is perfect. So I just lost my mind.
And then blackout.
And then Jameson happened. And then I think I was so happy.
Hard blackout. Let me say this.
Not as hard as this guy.
I heard.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
Jesus Christ. I heard. I actually, I was ripped shit probably after the first shot of Jameson. But I wound up actually manning the merchandise booth for a Commonwealth Dry Goods.
I don't even remember that.
I vaguely remember. I think Dukes was there because Lady Dukes was having to go to the commode or something, and then he was manning the booth. I was like, this is his event. There's no reason why this man should be like
good
at the merchandise booth.
Good
and stuff
for you.
I was like, dude,
give me your money.
Like, just hang, like if you want to step out, like I can stand here for a few minutes while your lady comes back. And he's like, oh, awesome. Jump right in. So evidently, in the time that I stood behind the counter for Commonwealth Dry Goods, I upsold somebody on a record that's been out for like, I don't know, like 14 months.
Nice.
I got him to pay double for a vinyl record. Nice. And I found this out yesterday. But I made them a few extra shekels just for being who I am. And sold an extra copy of Tequila Amnesia for nice. Commonwealth Dry Goods. So there's that. So
the big story is then.
Okay, before we get to the big story, okay. So in the aftermath, like I found that I had lost my credit card for a time.
What?
Just
okay, that's
momentarily.
News to me.
Momentarily,
uh-huh.
It popped out of my pocket, I think, and there were some charges, and I was like, oh no. Mrs. AJ was very dubious and ready to press the button to say these are suspicious. I said, give it a few days. It could be something that was like a preliminary charge that will wind up clearing on our account. You never know. So we held off, and come to find out in the last day or so, I realized towards the end of the evening, I took it upon myself to buy an entire rack of morning recovery hangover drinks for me and my friends.
I don't know what that is.
What
is that?
There was like six
morning recovery. What is that?
It's supposed to be one of these newfangled hangover cures that you drink before you go to bed, and they had them for sale. And I'm like how many you got left? She's like, there's six on the counter. I'll take them all. Buy it all.
I don't know what that is.
Isn't that those the
probably the? It sounds like a morning after pill.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, I was like, isn't that the abortion pill?
Yeah, it's Jesus not Christ. Plan B, you dickhead.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
sounds like
no. It was $5 a pop, and I was like, whatever. Like this guy could use it.
Six,
I could use
it's like $30. Like $60 later.
No, it was $30.
Okay,
so it was $5 a pop. So I bought the remainder. I panned them out. I kept one for myself that I never drank. But yeah, I had to.
Where did you buy this?
I bought it at the merchandise counter.
They sold it there?
Yes, because it was Commonwealth Dry Goods running the merch counter.
Ah.
And they brought that knowing the group that they were catering to. So it would have been great if I had drank it that night, but be that as it may, I did not.
Aren't you supposed to drink it before?
You're supposed to drink it as you're drinking or before you go to bed.
Ah, got it. Okay.
And I did neither of those things.
he probably went like this, like how I did. Just spiked it on the ground. Yes!
Basically.
I mean, it wasn't...
You may as well have. You didn't drink it. Jesus.
It wasn't a $50 bottle of whiskey, but I mean, yes. I would have done just as well to do that than what I did. It's in my fridge right now.
Excellent.
Yeah, so nobody drank that. And
money well spent.
So we found
did
out...
Did you drink it, Ice?
No. I didn't even know he bought it.
0% chance.
I was never offered one. Which I could
who
probably get, use.
Then it. Who did you give it to?
I don't know.
Jesus.
Other people.
Double gunpoint, Asian John, signing out.
That's what he does.
So, yeah. As we actually, we were told after the fact, we had to exit the facilities before the concert ended.
What?
I think we were out the door by 10:30.
That was news to me. Yeah, I thought we made it to the end.
We found that out just tonight.
But I was like, oh, we didn't make it to the end?
No, I heard through the other podcast, through Big O and Dukes, that Asian John here just was massively drunk and was probably one of the worst.
Oh, maybe that's why we left, because he was outside, right?
Yeah, I heard that the door flew open and that the moderator comes staggering out and is just holding onto the rail like for dear life, like as if he was in like on a high wire or something. Yeah. Like he's just there's the only thing keeping
I
him.
I do
up.
Have a fear of heights. Yes, yeah,
so I believe what he said was like about 5 minutes from him to get to the front door to the bottom of the steps. With
four steps.
Which literally should take anyone about 5 seconds.
5 seconds, yeah. Yeah. Literally like 5 seconds. So, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're doing like a 50-yard walk like to the right and then back to the left and then back to the right and then back to the left, you can imagine how long that walk would take.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What?
No.
Hmm? No. Yeah.
But I wasn't
have
dragged.
Have you seen any pictures?
No, oh, please. Okay. We'll show. I think just show them later. It's fine.
Show title. It's fine. Show card. I don't know. So I wasn't. No, I'll say this. I was not dragged out by the scruff of my neck. As much staggering took place coming out the door.
May I swipe to see more? Or
no, it's just that one.
Just the one.
Yeah.
You're gonna see what an asshole.
You're gonna see Isis dick bag and.
That's why I asked.
You may come across that.
Yeah, good call. So yeah, for all the staggering that took place coming out of the joint, I made it down the stairs on my own. I might have gotten like a push to get in the car, but you know, I it wasn't a situation where I was carried anywhere. So
who drove home?
Lady Ice, I believe.
Very good.
Yeah, she actually made the royal decree early in the night and said, "I shall not drink. I know the crew for which I am partaking with. It's not going to happen."
We were going to Uber, and she was like, "No, nah, I'm not going to drink that much. So, you know, I'll drive."
Good
like,
thing
sweet.
She did.
Yeah, good thing.
Yeah, so there was the wrecker that was purchased that night that was missing for several hours. There was a lot going on. Yeah.
Yeah. So he bought a record. Had no idea.
No.
Mrs. AJ bought the record.
Oh, she bought
she
it.
She saw fit to give it to me.
Ah.
I don't know why. But there were photos of me like in a ball with the record behind me. And like it was like the Zapruder film. Like we have to figure out like, was it back into the left? Like where did this record go?
Yeah. So I think you guys kept asking us like, "Hey, did you see a record? Did you take a record? I don't even know what you're talking about. I think we just saw it like a day ago." It was like, "Oh, it's in the car." There it is.
What a dick. Yeah,
good job.
It wasn't me. It was their car.
Hey, I don't know how it got there. Jeez.
From column A, little from column B. I don't know.
But then it was like somehow like, it was like that whole night. I remember leaving.
You don't remember shit.
No, I
this man is lying.
I remember taking somebody's baby was playing. Jameson happened because I was so happy.
Played again.
Then after that, we saw the ladies eating in the front part of Jame and Java. So I went to check on them. They're like, "Oh, you know, there's, you know, we're talking about like where should we eat after all this and all that." And
they looked at the moderator and were like, "We're not eating."
Well, we at the time we didn't
we're
even know
be
where
eating
he was.
At a jail soon. Yeah.
And then from there, that's where it starts getting blurry, and I feel like maybe that's where we're like, "Oh crap, where's Asian John?" And maybe that's where we're like, "Oh, he's outside," and all that stuff. So we all left. We all left, and somehow, once we get in the car, that's where the true blackout happened. Like, I don't remember anything.
The curtains closed for everyone, like, except for Lady Ice.
So anyone that knows me, I am the worst person in the car. Car rides is the worst. So the minute
you're
we
like
got in the car,
dog, Jesus,
I was dead.
Stuck your head out the window.
And then turns out that we all came here to Tage and John's house.
Oh, can we talk about the time you stuck your head out the window in my car? that's another day.
God. We may have already talked about that
a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Can we talk about it again to get the spotlight off
no,
me?
No, let's.
But okay, yeah. so we wound up back at my place.
Right.
Lady Ice was actually kind enough to squire us all the way home. And that's when I made deep, intimate love to the porcelain gods.
I was like, oh, no! Ah!
Yeah, no. The photo has already been documented on our Instagram page. It's spooning the toilet in my half bath.
First, she showed me the photo, and I just saw myself. I was like, oh, damn, I passed out
on the
floor.
Back to the left. Back
and then
she was
like, do you see something else? I was like... No. look in the bathroom.
What a goddamn narcissist. Jesus.
I was like, holy fuck. You blended in. You were like camouflaged with the bright lights in the bathroom.
I really didn't. I don't know what the hell photo you were looking at to think I just blended into the tile.
Like, holy shit. I was like, that's so funny.
I'm pretty sure I started there, and I'm pretty sure you started upright, and then you just slowly careened down to the floor.
Yeah, well, we all know, Lady Ice, she was the true savior that night. She got everyone home okay.
Lady Ice.
How was the missus? She was okay, or was she pretty hurt herself?
No, she was fine.
She was fine?
No, I think... I actually tweeted this, the following Monday, where I exclaimed that I had not recovered from my hangover until Monday afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah. So all of Sunday, any hopes of going to the day three of the horde stock were pretty much just thrown out the window with how the night two transpired. So I've learned
a very valuable lesson.
I mean, I'm 36. I mean, I should have learned this lesson long ago, but...
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. If there's anything that we're going to make clear and clean and clear right here, right now, Jameson, I bid you adieu. It's been a fun run. We've had some good times.
You've said this before.
Yeah, you've said it before. No. Not this bad. Really not this bad. So I'm ready to square off Jameson here and now.
So it's today, the first day you actually felt right?
Ow. I think yesterday was the first day I felt completely right. I had my first drink of alcohol on Tuesday, and I told Mrs. AJ, I felt like I was tripping acid. I was seeing lights and I was seeing sounds.
Did you have the dot on your eye, the squealy? Did it be like the little sparkles?
I'm trying to watch a podcast, but you see me rotating in my chair. Like, what the hell is going on? I'm following the green dot. Is what I'm doing. Goddamn
it! Right.
But I mean, I'm back to normal. I'm consuming alcohol tonight, so. I'm okay enough to do that, but, you know, the Jameson horse is one I'm ready to let ride off into the sunset. She gone.
Peace.
She gone. Another thing I'm going to swear off here now, no more Yacht Rock concerts. It's done. I get too steamed up. I get way too excited when they start playing a Jefferson Starship.
He's like Kadoosh!
Nah.
Ah!
ring the gong.
Doogie B! Enter me!
Yeah. Yeah. He's so good at what he does.
I heard your wife likes it too.
He's
like
so
she
great.
Likes the performance. That's why she goes to these events. Second at least the Yacht Rock one.
Second time in a row we've had to leave early. Yeah. So
and it's not
all,
her fault.
All because of you.
Yeah, it's because of you.
Well, don't hold yourself in such high regards, sir.
I was fine walking out. It was the minute I got to the car that I got on your.
He
level.
Actually did walk
check
out.
Your phone.
So there you go.
Oh. Yeah, I'm just saying. I technically walked out too. Okay. There might have been
staggered,
a few stumbles on the way.
Staggered out is basically what it was.
There were feet under me.
Oh my god!
Got me there.
Well, congrats.
Not one of my proudest moments, but I only got excoriated for maybe 45 seconds on the other podcast. So I'll take that as a win. Yeah. I as long as I wasn't just beaten over the coals,
destroyed.
Yeah.
You're a parent, you know. That's what
Thank
happens.
You.
So
Thank
the
you.
Sunday event was a pass, right?
Yeah.
So you guys didn't go.
It's like it's never even happened. I'm sure it was fun. We followed on social media.
Sure.
It looked like a good time.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Sunday.
So that was our weekend.
Yeah, Sunday, I remember, we had a little birthday thing with the family to get together.
Excellent.
And I was trying not to drink at all. I was like, all right, today I'm going to focus my Sunday on just getting hydrated and just get some food in my system, drink some water, recover, be good for the week.
Take some methadone.
And somehow it got to a point where like I got pressured into making mojito.
One shot. Come on. So, come on.
So, you know, I turned down just drinking straight up liquor like I do. I turned down wine. Well, I turned down beer
over here.
Turned down hard seltzer, but I was like, all right, maybe mojitos won't be too bad because it's like, you know, it's a lot of like lime and sugars and this and that. I'm like, you know, it's not that strong. Yeah, the rum that I had to work with, oh, that took me all back. I made one glass mojito. That rum just like it was like I just felt like it was like a lower quality rum that was like one of the like cheap flavored like
Captain Morgan.
Yeah, one of those types that it just brought me back instantly. So like I had one and it screwed up my system. I was like
I was trying to think of a funnier rum, but that's all I got. No. Captain Morgan.
God damn, so, the worst.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to stop drinking. So I stopped. I haven't had a drink since that one glass till last night. That was my
he
first,
back.
That's my first drink of the week.
And excellente. Then,
so I mean, I'm still don't feel normal, but yeah, I'm powered through.
Yeah, and I'm the asshole, right?
Yeah,
you what? Are.
Sorry.
You
anyways,
staggered out of there. I staggered on my own 2 feet. I guess that's a win. I guess. But yeah. Well, it sounds like it was a fun filled.
We missed you, man. I wish you could partake in some of these things.
Could I have used that as my get Jack out of jail free card?
No, I was out of town.
Oh, that's right. That's why. I understood.
Yes. So I could not.
That's all good. That's why pencils have erasers. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All good.
So as all of the pyrotechnics from the weekend with the horde stock and the yacht rock and the roast were all taking place in the background, like there's nothing but just like Molotov cocktails being lobbed by Disney, as the days go by. Like the whole Disney Plus thing is unfolding like at a rapid clip.
Yeah, it came out quick, right?
Like it was obviously they had to have been having discussions up until this point, but like Tuesday, as I'm watching the podcast recapping the whole Horde Stop weekend, all of a sudden like Twitter starts going insane because boom. Disney just drops this, it's more than a Molotov cocktail. It's like an atom bomb. They announced that they're going to have a bundle deal, something that has been rumored to this point with their Disney Plus app, which everyone's already steamed up about, but with Hulu,
yes!
ESPN Plus,
yeah. Yes,
all together.
Yeah. Well,
tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. Somebody. I'll say two of the three principals of the show could not keep it in their pants before we got here. $12.99 for that whole package, and I think it just came. It came off like a shot. Like nobody saw it coming. Like it's been rumored, but nobody really thought like could they get it at a reasonable rate?
It's great.
And make it so that you know they're gonna be a viable competitor to what Netflix is. And we're over here pissing and moaning about Netflix upping their prices from $9.99 to $10.99. But, you know, there are aspects of what they offer that are, you know, clearly different from what Disney is trying to put on the table here.
So Hulu, I'm paying $11.99 now for their premium service, right?
For Hulu?
Well, for the ad-free one.
Why? Ah, yeah. You should be using my account.
Whatever.
Are you paying for the ad-free?
I am.
I'm paying for that, right?
You
so I pay another
bastard.
Dollar, and I can have the Disney Plus streaming, and then also ESPN. Great! That's what I'm going to do. Hopefully,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it'll be great. Now, what this means... It means that Netflix has a lot of competition, obviously, and then with NBC having their own streaming service later next year or the year after, I'm not sure when it happens, but they're going to have their own service. I mean, you're going to have this ad hoc thing where you're just like, there's going to be so many different options out there. It wasn't just Hulu now. It was just Netflix and Hulu. Mm-hmm. And then now,
HBO.
HBO, Amazon. I have Amazon Prime just because it's part of the subscription. Yeah.
Right,
so,
right.
One of the perks of the gig.
But a lot of shows are coming out on Prime too. So, I mean, they're.
Shouts out to Homeland.
What? They're pumping out a lot of.
Oh, no, Homecoming,
but,
sorry.
But yeah, so I'm stoked for this. I mean, because I haven't had.
Are you stoked, brah?
Yeah!
Yeah, brah!
Yes!
Dude,
yes!
This mega deal is unfreaking believable because one, it's one of the smartest things that they could possibly do. I mean, we'll see how
they got a Yacht Rock channel, brah.
We'll we'll see how that shit unfolds from a business side down the road to see if it becomes profitable. But it's genius because at such a deal like this, if they find a clever way to put in protections so people don't share logins and stuff, dude, they're going to rack up subscribers easily.
Racks on racks on racks.
Because today, all right, let's break it down. Disney Plus, that catalog alone is worth the money. It's worth that full price of $12.99, which standalone, I think you can get $5.99, $6.99, something
$5.99,
like that.
I think is the entry level.
I mean, all the classics they have, all the cartoons that you grew up watching, all the new,
we'll talk about the content.
The Pixar, the Marvel Studios, like there's so much content. And then with this new acquisition that they have, they have boatloads of content. That's just
loads.
That's just Disney alone. You move into Hulu. Hulu actually has a crap load of TV, all the new stuff you find on TV today.
Yeah.
In addition, they have movies as well.
Yes.
So they have content.
They have their own content as well. Yes, of course.
And ESPN is just one service that's like, there's not enough incentive for people to actually sign up for. Cause I think what they charge, like $6, $7 a month, something like that. But I mean, for me, the only thing that I really wanted that kind of slightly hooked me was that whole Kobe Bryant detail thing.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe.
Jack, can you unplug my microphone?
Unbelievable. I can mute his mic, but I mean,
I was like,
no, not him, me.
I don't think listening to Kobe Bryant is worth $6 a month.
But it's not.
But if you,
I'm not paying $6 a month to watch
and
or
I remember they were
going to
have like exclusive like MMA fights and exclusive boxing matches.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Does the ESPN Plus part of it, does that include the UFC package as well?
I think so.
Nice.
It right?
Well, or no?
No.
Continue what you think.
I think that everything that you get as part of ESPN Plus, it's all going to be bundled all together. But I'm going to say $12.99 will get you the base. It's not going to give you the Hulu without commercials. So to get the Hulu without commercials, it's probably going to jump up to maybe like...
upsell.
It's going to be
it's going to be like $14.99. Maybe ESPN Plus with all the additional incentives. Yeah. That's probably going to take you up another $2-3 a month.
It's like when I tried to upsell that guy on a copy of a Tequila Amnesia. Yeah, I was like, you need this record for $45, and he bought it. Yeah, that's what Disney's gonna do.
If you get,
you want this ad free shit, I got you, bro. I just need $3 more.
If you can get fully loaded, full access to all three of these, Disney, Hulu,
you could
and
call
ESPN,
it reloaded.
I'm gonna say that perfect like that sweet spot is gonna be under $20.
I hope so.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, but I mean at some point, right? So you have all these streaming services. And it's supposed to be great because you get to pick what you want, da da da. Like, and then you're it's ad hoc, right? But at some point, the people cut the cord because they didn't want to be bound to these channels, and it starts to get pretty expensive. So it's like at some point, maybe you cut out the Netflix, right? Because it doesn't have the shows or the content that you know. But Netflix is so big at this point that you don't want to do that.
Right now,
and they have so much original content. Like, so what are you gonna do?
Yeah, right now it's like it sounds like it's gonna be this whole Disney package in addition to Netflix. It's gonna cover the full spectrum. You're gonna get movies. You're gonna get TV shows. You're gonna get the whole Disney catalog. You're gonna get some ESPN with sports. It's then what do you do on top of that? Like, cause those two alone will get you to about. Maybe roughly $30, under $30 a month, which is like is a good amount. That's your sweet spot. But then, then what do you do with like the HBOs and some people Showtimes?
Yeah, I mean there's so many different like channels and stream. And then NBC is gonna come out with their own thing. Like I said before, it's a lot, man. One big thing that came up was that The Office is leaving Netflix.
I don't care that much.
I know you don't care, but The Office is one of the most watched shows on Netflix, right? Because and then 2020, I think it's gonna be gone. They're gonna go to the NBC because they're gonna take it back. So it's that and Friends, right? So like you people mean, watch
are
these
you,
shows
are you
over
tell
and
me
over.
I can't watch Friends on TBS.
No, you can. Okay. I'm just saying. But
then we're all good. It's fine.
You can watch Seinfeld on Hulu. So there's that.
But overall, I think I'm even more, somehow they got me even more excited for
this. I'm so excited for it, yeah.
And just like that, I thought I was going to be excited to pay just a low price of $5.99, yeah. You know, whatever. But now I already just like, okay, I'm going to get this.
I'll sign up.
Yeah.
Of course.
For sure.
Yeah. Is there early access?
Take me to jail.
No, I think what it's.
No, wait to keep.
November what?
No, I don't know. It'll, you tell me.
I think the date was like November 2nd or 12th. I thought I saw a 2 in there. So there's it's one of those.
There's a 2. It could be like 22, right?
No. It was in, first 2 weeks. So I think I'm going to say it's the 12th.
Okay.
Yeah, November 12th.
All right.
So
I'm not sized.
Of course you're not.
I am not sized.
Oh my God. Such a contrarian.
You just, okay, tell me again what that Hulu package entails.
Everything, I don't know what it entails.
It has ads, right?
But that's not even the end of the world with ads.
I'm just saying. ESPN is going to have the Ocho, and I am all for that.
The Ocho.
Yes, the Ocho.
You are such a goddamn...
Did you watch the Slippery Stairs?
I didn't, but I mean, I'm ready for it.
Can I tell you how hard my face hit my hands when you sent me the link, the Twitter link to the Ocho? I was like, this is the Ocho.
This is the rubiest thing that we could discuss the entire
week. Chess boxing?
It's fine. It's totally fine. But the ESPN Plus thing does not include the UFC pay-per-views. You have to order that on top of that. But because ESPN Plus has the corner... it has a market cornered when it comes to UFC. You know, they can throw that in as a perk. You might get a few fight nights, which is fine. But honestly, there hasn't been a single fight night that's happened on ESPN Plus that has made me think, I got to stay on that.
When it was on Fox, Jesus Christ, it was terrible.
I did the free thing for the first one with Henry Cejudo against TJ Dillashaw. And I could not hit cancel fast enough on my membership button there. So I'm going to cautiously walk this thing through. Like walk along what they tell me is going to continue.
Loco,
to,
man.
Yeah. Tell me. Let me know why I should spend the additional $6 for two other services I'm not going to pay for.
Hulu, I love Hulu, man.
Well, we don't know. Do we know
I'm
the full
extent? I'm just going to use yours though, right?
Of the package, like right? Can we ad hoc and be like, I don't want. Do I have to get all three, or do I have to pick? I pick and choose?
I'm going to say you have to get all three because no one wants ESPN alone.
Gosh.
They probably see it.
By the way, it's ESPN Plus. It's not ESPN. You're not going to get SportsCenter, by the way. You're not going to get the Baseball Tonight.
No.
You're not going to get the NBA.
I'm not watching baseball. Yeah.
Are you watching the NBA on ESPN?
I guess.
Okay, thank you.
So because ESPN is part of Disney,
right, and ABC.
They see when they look at the numbers, nobody wants ESPN Plus because there's just not enough draw for people to sign up. By putting it into this bundle, it's going to fake that it's a growing network, it's a growing platform, and all that stuff. So it's just is covering up for that. So on these quarterly calls, when they're talking about their earnings, they're gonna be like, "It's doing great, it's phenomenal," and then trying to draw in more content and all that.
Right.
Nah. But either way,
for
$12.99, it's still like a solid deal, man. And Hulu, I've had Hulu with ads.
I'll take your word for it.
The longest time. It wasn't just till like a couple months ago I upgraded to the no ad version, but. I mean, I know there's going to be tiers where you can pay additional to get rid of ads, probably on all of these services. I'm going to say that base $12.99 will have ads on every one of these.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Especially.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to see because we're already Hulu customers.
Yeah.
So I want to see how
he's a Hulu customer.
I am.
He is. Oh, wait, you too? Never mind. That's great. Yeah.
We're
Hulu customers.
On this side of the table.
The royal we.
Our Hulu customers. So I want to see how they treat us. Like, hey, well, just a few bucks more. Like, you can have ad-free. You can have everything. So
I'm so excited. I'm so done choosing channels and services. Like I'm filling to the brim. Like it's I'm almost to my breaking point. I've said this week, there's a chance I go back to cable. Like it's insane how many different services like you need to try to pick and choose from. Like I
I just can't handle it.
Well,
I'm to the point where I almost can't handle it. I'm going to try, but saving like $5 a month is getting pretty goddamn exhausting. So we'll see how this goes. I'm still excited. The Disney yeah. Plus thing with all the Marvel shows, like that's still going to be enough to hook me. But
yeah. And for me, I feel like I have.
You guys got any Jameson? I got to drink some Jameson. Awesome.
Ugh.
What?
Gross.
No.
That's up there with like Cuervo for me. But I have
Cuervo.
So
Jameson.
I'm hoping with this new bundle, Netflix and HBO. I'm rock solid, and you know, Amazon Prime, it comes with my Prime shipping, so I have those four. I feel like that got me covered. I can watch anything I want to watch with those four things.
They got Stars in there. If they got Stars, I'm all in.
I don't even know what you need on Stars.
Oh my God, Stars is the shit. Oh my God, turn off the show. We gotta go watch some Stars. Oh God, end the podcast right now.
Says the guy who's dogging Hulu.
Stars yeah. is awesome. Can I just say, Stars.
End the show.
Knocking it out.
Just end the show.
Knocking it out of the park. Oh my God. I can't wait to see the finale for The Rook. Woo! All right. Well then. I don't give a shit about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood anymore. We're all in on
that. That's 2 weeks now we missed. We've been trying to recap that movie.
We're going to talk about Bruce Lee shucking and jiving for Quentin Tarantino at some point in the next quarter.
Give me another week to actually watch it.
Oh God.
Cheers, guys.
We're just,
cheers.
Well, I think the video thing went okay. Yeah. I had to reboot the camera for me.
Just for you?
You guys, your faces were just perfectly clear the entire night. So let that be a pleat in your cape. It was fun. We'll make this smoother next week. But until then, please buy all the Pedialyte. I'm going to need some tonight. And until
sparkling.
Then, sparkling kind. It's much better. All right. To that, I say cheers. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Later.